Blog Talk Radio.
I think we are here. Okay. Hi, Cordelia. Thank you so much for having me. So I'm going to take you guys through what got me doing what I do now. And I'm sure it is the same for a lot of entrepreneurs out there, a lot of people that have started their businesses from passion and what runs through their values. And for me is that I spent many, many years overcoming what it is that I empower women to do now. And what I spent years overcoming, I called it my dirty little secret, because on the outside, no one knew what was going on. So from the outside, everything looked great. I had a good job, relationships, I was fit and healthy, attractive, earning good money, friends, everything looked good. But what no one saw was when I was at home alone, mostly in the evenings after having a big, stressful, busy day at work, going to the gym, punishing myself at the gym, I should say, not going to the gym because it fed my body with vitality and made me feel good, but it was the body shame and trying to get smaller and skinnier and work out some of my imperfections in the gym. So what people didn't realize is that when I came home, I would go to the fridge and pour myself a glass of wine and have all of the snacks to try and fill a gap of what was being unfulfilled in my life. And I was an emotional eater. And it impacted every area of my life. It meant that I couldn't step forward and be the woman that I knew I was deep down. I had this mask of perfection, and if I don't show you my vulnerability, if I show you my strength, then I'm okay. And you will validate me because I've got this facade of perfection going on, yet deep down inside, I was deeply unfulfilled. And so it took me many years to overcome it. Absolutely, Cordelia. So many women, and I know it's not just limited to women, but men as well. There is such a, it's like an unspoken, we're unable to really share how much the emotional eating impacts our lives and those lives around us, the loved ones, because we can't connect to that authenticity of us showing them our true selves and that mask. And yeah, for many years, I wore that mask of perfection. So it took years of trial and error and diets and changing the way that I exercise until I found a CrossFit community. And what was missing in my life was that sense of community, belonging, of achievement. And there was a big turning point for me, Cordelia, when I had been doing CrossFit for about 8 months. I would say I was 32. And I used to stand in front of the mirror and I would measure my arms and my thighs with a tape measure. And for context, I was a size 8 to 10. So I was by no means a large size. And even if I was, it doesn't matter. The thing is that I had no body confidence in myself. So when I realized one morning, I was getting ready for the beach and I was putting body lotion on my body And I remember, and this image is so vivid in my mind now, as I was putting on my moisturizer, I was looking down at my arm, and it was my right arm, and I was admiring the muscles that I had built through CrossFit, admiring the strength in my body and what it was able to provide for me. And in that moment, I looked myself square in the eye and I burst into tears because I realized that I had overcome everything that I've been struggling through and had found that love for my body because I started enjoying life. I'd found somewhere that had made me feel that I belonged, that there was this community, there was love, there was support. Because I was giving none of myself that. I was berating myself. So to have that realization was spectacular, which then I had to get into doing what I'm doing, which is empowering women to stop emotionally eating by not looking at the food, by not looking at the exercise, but it's the mindset behind why we do the things that we do. Oh, I love this question. And as you can see, my whole brand is based upon living with vitality. It is very safe to say that for those years that I was emotionally eating, for those times when I was berating myself with that miserable talk, you know, the inner voice that was the biggest critic of me, when I was pouring my glass of wine after a stressful day at work, when I was punishing myself in the gym, when I was restricting my food and dieting, there was no vitality. If you looked into my eyes, they were dead. There was no joy, there was no vibrancy, no essence of me. It was this mask, Cordelia. So living with vitality, I say, is living a life that sets your soul on fire, and it starts with you. And I remember we were having a conversation recently, and You know when life is feeling amazing. You know when you're vibrant. You know when you catch yourself in the mirror and you've got that glint in your eye, when you're feeling vital, when you're feeling healthy, when everything seems to flow, when everything is going the way that you want it to. And there's this energy that is undeniable to yourself and to people around you. It's like a moth to a flame. You're unstoppable. That to me is living with vitality, coupled with my ethos, which is I choose to feel good. So when that's of your highest value, and you make those choices for yourself that feel good to you, regardless of others and how it's going to make others feel, because it's putting yourself first and foremost out of absolute love for your beautiful self, and making the very best decisions that will support the way that you want to feel, so that when you're feeling good and people see you treating yourself the way that you deserve to be treated, then that just gets reflected back to you. So that to me is living with vitality. Yeah, that's really interesting. There can be a real disconnect with what's going on in our mind, which isn't reality, by the way. It's our internal representation of how we figure stuff out in life, of what life looks like, and what is going on in our body. And so many women and men end up in their head and ask the questions, and that's where that voice comes in, the angel and the devil, that starts to sabotage what is best for themselves and their body. And I'm using myself as an example. I used to base how my body looked visually on my significance, my importance, how other men would view me. And this restricted my food hugely. But it wasn't until I actually looked deeper into this control and this perfectionism that I realized that that was the end of the chain reaction. Yet the start of the chain reaction was, what was missing in my life? What was I not giving to myself in terms of self-love and vitality But when I started to do that, it started to undo all of those things that I used to say to myself. And this is why I focus on the mindset and the neurology of why we do the things that we do, because we always go to the end of, well, I'm not a size, whatever dress size, I'm not a particular weight on a scale, which means I've failed in life, which doesn't. It just means that we're fixated on that. Do you know, Cordelia, I believe that it starts young in our childhood. I remember being appeased with food when it was a bribe, or if I wanted to feel better, or if my mum wanted me to shut up for a bit, I would get a piece of food. So when we are in the age of where our brains are like sponges, we absorb absolutely everything. And as children, we're unable to discern what is true and what is not. And as babies, it's amazing, we're living in our unconscious mind, which is the part of the mind that stores all of our memories, that shapes and filters the way we look at life now. It shapes our emotions, our limiting beliefs, and our thought processes. And everyone is so totally different. So when we have this connection with food when we're younger, it can then ripple out into our adult lives and shape the way we are moving forward. So no amount of dieting, no amount of exercise will change that neurology and change where these beliefs and patterns started. Yeah, cool. So my childhood was spent in the UK. So my dad is British and my mom is half Antiguan. So she hails from the Caribbean and grew up there. So Antigua. And she's also part Portuguese as well. So that had an effect on my body image, because when I was growing up in the UK and going to school with a lot of Western children, I noticed that my butt was bigger growing up. And that got a lot of attention from, you know, the young men in my class, and we were doing athletics and my butt would jiggle, which I love now, by the way. But when you're growing up and when you know, your body's changing and you're growing and you're a teenager, you just want to fit in. I just wanted my thighs and my butt to be slim like my other girlfriends around me and not get this attention from men, because I'm not just a jiggling butt. I'm so much more than that, you know? So I was different. I was different growing up and I just wanted to fit in. So I feel that is a lot of that was where measuring myself with a tape measure came into it, because I just wanted to be slim like the other girls.
I understand. I can.
Cordelia, I can hear you now. Oh, I heard you for a moment and now you're gone.
Can you hear me now?
I can hear you now. I've got
you. Yeah. Am I echoing to you?
No, you're great. Can you hear me?
I can hear you well. Okay, we solved the problem.
Thank you, universe, technology, and the powers that be out there. Do you know what? I think we were handling it really well, though, this question and answer on Facebook Messenger.
Yeah, this is like the second time this has happened to me. So the last time it was my second episode. So. Yeah.
Handling it like an absolute pro.
Thank you. I'm just now realizing that if you can't hear me, most likely the first 15 minutes is empty air, because
yeah,
they probably couldn't hear me either.
Interesting.
Yeah, so this part of our conversation I can completely relate to. I did also grow up in a mostly white neighborhood.
Mm-hmm.
You know, in the United States. So I know what you mean about you're getting the extra attention from the opposite sex. And it is kind
of,
you know, yeah. So how do you help women to tune into themselves?
That's a really beautiful question.
Yeah.
Sorry, you were saying so that all.
Yeah, so all that they. Who they desire to be starts to emerge.
Really nice. And you actually nailed it. When women start working with me, we actually talk about the woman they desire to be. And we go into great detail of what are her characteristics? How is she feeling? What is happening in her life when everything is going the way that she wants it to? How is she impacting others? How is she making them feel? How is she rippling out into the world? All of these questions are based on feelings and action as opposed to the aesthetic, because the aesthetic really doesn't matter. When you're feeling good and comfortable and happy and life is in flow and you're on fire, doesn't matter what size you are and what weight you are on the scale, it just emanates from your very core being. So when we look at who is the woman that they desire to be, we then look at what is holding them back from being that woman. What are the limiting thoughts that they're telling themselves? What is the sabotaging behavior that is preventing that? And then what are they not doing for themselves that they deeply need? What does their soul need? What does their body need? What does their heart need? And we install these goals and these visions. So that's where my practice of NLP, working with the unconscious mind and the neurology, to help undo these patterns and sabotaging patterns that don't help them. So it's not me waving a magic wand. It's actually women going on this journey, and I lead them through it. And it's beautiful to see this empowering change that happens because they're looking deeply into their unconscious habits and patterns. And it's not a pretty journey. It's very soul-searching, and it takes a lot of trust in each other to be able to do that effectively, which is why I love doing the work that I do, because it's not for everybody. However, if my energy connects with another woman's and they feel that back, it would be ridiculous not to do this work together, because it's just phenomenal the change that can be made in such a short space of time as well.
Yeah, that's really interesting. I have, I also study the neurology, but just strictly related to emotions. So I like that you brought up that it's those subconscious programs that are running, right?
100%.
That we have to help them to remap that. And I think NLP is a beautiful modality to do that. So I want to dive a little bit more into that in a little bit, but
cool.
I am obligated to actually do some commercial breaks here. So
Cool. Just
you can rest yourself, and I'm going to tell them a little bit about Audible, which is our sponsor for the show.
Cool.
And I'm going to give you a rest. I'll put you on mute, and we'll talk about, in about 2 minutes, okay?
Perfect.
So audible.com, if you go to audible.com, and there's a drop-down menu where you can go to Life Coach Radio Network and enter for a chance to win a free month trial. Audible.com is the world's leader in spoken audio. I also want to tell you about the other shows we have. So you may have heard me last week on Undivided with Frank Maduri, and that was his 39th episode. Well, every 20 episodes, he does this amazing thing where he has back all his guests. And next week is his 40th episode. I won't be on his show again, but do tune in so that you can hear all the previous guests. And I also want to invite you to listen in to Free the Hamster Wheel with our new host, Harry Pritchett, and that'll be tomorrow night at 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. You're listening to the Life Coach Radio Network, and this is the Replenish Me Show. My name is Cordelia Gaffar. I'm the hostess this evening, and I'm interviewing Danny Strong, who is an empowerment coach, and tonight we are talking about creating your life with vitality. And the first half here, we had a little bit of technical difficulty, but we handled it quite well. And we've heard her background and her story where she struggled with her relationship with food as an emotional eater. And then she went through the body punishment at the gym. So now we've gotten to the point of how she helps women to tune into themselves and allow the person they desire to be to truly emerge. Welcome back to the show, Dani. Thank you for being here.
Thank you for having me. Really good to be here.
Yes. I appreciate your patience with everything. So
no problem. Do you know what? Because we were patient, because we were focusing on getting the job done with that calmness and intention, that energy supported us. And now we're here able to listen to each other. I'm a firm believer of where we put our energy with absolute focus, it will work in our favor.
And, you know, this is an example, a perfect example of what we're actually talking about, right? Because we could have let those subconscious programs run and, you know, we wouldn't be here right now. So let's talk a little bit more about this. The overall general view regarding transformation, I think, is a little complex. You know, people sometimes think that, you know, we're going to do like brain surgery, but, you know, it ranges all the way from, you know, having to have some deep spiritual woo-woo experience to like completely scientific. But what have you found is really the most effective way? Is it really that mystical?
Do you know, I love this question so much. I feel that, and I may ruffle a few feathers, and I'm okay with that. I feel like there is so much going on, and I'm literally doing speech marks, spirituality. How deeply spiritual are you, and who can out-spiritualize each other? We're all spiritual beings. We all are, innately. So my thing, and what women love about the way that I work, is it doesn't have to be complicated. It doesn't have to be this whole, I need this modality and this method, and I need to spend 5 hours doing this. No, we just need to get the core beliefs that have held you back from living that life that you want. And we work there. And then we get you doing the things that are going to support the way that you want to feel so that you're aligning with vitality. And that really is the basis of what it is. Sometimes I
feel
that there's a lot of validation required for the deepness of my work and how deep we can go when we just need to create epic results at last. You know, that's my stance on it. Having said that, I use a modality of NLP, but I also use, I don't even know what to call it. It's my intuition. It is my body gets signals and signs of asking a few more questions, digging a little bit deeper. Why did you say that just now? What is the importance of you just saying that? And when I dig a little bit deeper because my intuition tells me to, then we just reach that pot of gold at the end of the rainbow. And they're like, oh, where did that come from? And I'm like, I don't know. I just had to ask you that question. So it's like this work is coming through me. And that sounds quite woo-woo, doesn't it? But we're all connected to all that is the divine source, God, whatever you want to call it. We're connected. And when we tap in and just allow that to flow, I love that. So it's not me hanging my hat on that. It's me saying to women, to you, to people that are interested in what I do, I'm committed to getting you the results, and this is how I do it, but I will get you the results in my way as well.
I love your answer so much.
Thank you.
You know, and I really know what that is. You know, it's like you do have, you know, some modality that you know is going to work. So, you know, in your case, it's NLP. And then, of course, right, your clients are attracted to you for a reason. So the energy between you two, right, allows your intuition kind of just to tap into whatever it is that is unsaid on their part, right? And what I usually hear is, you're awesome. How did you, you can see me. Like, how can you see me like that, you know?
Yeah.
And so that's what I'm hearing you say. And I love that. And you're right. We are just spiritual beings. Mm. Just, you know, for a short while, we're in the physical form, right?
That's
so
exactly it.
Why not
lifetime.
Make it? Yeah, just make it pleasant. Yeah.
Big time, big time. And you know, you nailed it, Cordelia. It's the things that are not said. They're not said, but my gosh, they are felt. And it's trusting to go to those unspokens, which is where, you know, all that beautiful healing lies for us to create together.
Yeah. So I'm going to change my next question. I don't think you have them in front of you anyway.
I don't.
Because, you know, before I was going to use one word, but you used a word that I like. So do you actually, how do you tune into the way to help women heal? And I guess the question is more in the vein that, you know, when that intuition tunes into the unspoken, like, how do you know what technique is going to help just that particular heal? And it would change from person to person, but
yes,
like, how do you know?
That's the $1 million question, isn't it? I'm sitting here feeling the answer. My mind is trying to craft the answer. It's a feeling. I can't even describe how I know. I just know. When it doesn't happen, I know when it doesn't happen. And when it doesn't is when I'm too much in my head and I'm trying to control the situation before it's even allowed it to start. So it's by being 100% in the moment, absolutely focused on the woman in front of me, because I do most of my healings and clearings online. So they're not even in front of me. So it's deeply tuning in and connecting with that woman. I can only go as deep as she will allow me to. So it's very much her being able to trust herself too. And I find that the longer we move through the session, the deeper we can go together when that trust is built in that moment, and it forms from there. So there's no one answer, because you're right, it's absolutely different for every woman. I don't know the questions that I'm going to ask once we've done the first part of the questioning, which pretty much is the same. It's like a story that we're writing together in that moment. We don't know where it's going, but we know it's going to be a beautiful story to their destination.
I love that. It's like a story that you're writing together. Wow. I just want to give some pause to let that settle. I like that.
Thank you.
So that's what it's like to work with you, that you're writing a story, rewriting, right, the story.
That's it. The history is done. We're tearing up that old history book that is bound by anger and fear and hurt and sabotage and low emotions and the stuff that doesn't make us feel good. We're tearing it up. We're throwing it into the fire, and we're creating this new story that's full of vitality, that it's going to be ongoing.
That's good. That's really, really good. So, okay, I know that the people listening definitely want to work with you right now. So I want you to share, like, what do you have coming up? Do you have any programs that people can sign up for, or what's happening?
I do. This is such divine timing, of course. I've got two different ways of working with people. So we've mainly focused on what it was that I went through, and that now I adore helping other women undo, which is emotional eating. And I have a 6-week intensive program starting on March 6th, and it's called Ignite Your Vitality. It's a group program, and it's 6 weeks to break through emotional eating. I wanted to put this program together to harness the power of group energy, because two of us have an insane amount of power, but a group of 10 women on their journey together is going to be like nothing else. And it's going to be a combination of some questions that they go through in their own time with a group healing session. And there'll be 6 sessions across the 6 weeks. So I've got that coming up. The other thing that I do is intensive one-to-one work, and it's called Breakthrough with Dani. And it is all around igniting the woman that you were born to be. So I ask women to do a 360 of their life, check out the different aspects, work, relationships, or it could be your career or business, your fun and fulfillment, finances, that 360 that makes up your life. And if there are certain areas that are not feeling good and certain patterns that keep presenting themselves, which a lot of women I know have the, yep, this keeps happening to me. Why? Well, I just help you to live your life in alignment. So it's undoing all of that negativity, undoing all of the limiting beliefs that hold you back from being the woman that you want to be and living the life that you want to have. And it's an 8-hour intensive one-to-one work that we do. So I have those two different offerings, and I do the breakthroughs whenever. And my 6-week program is starting on March 6th to break through emotional eating.
Wow. Okay. I like that. So those of you who are ready to just recreate your story and you can't wait to March 6th, and it's not serving you to wait to March 6th, connect with Dani at DaniVitality.com. And the link for that is in the description of this episode. You can also just schedule an appointment straight away by going to her bit.ly link, which is bit.ly work with Dani, and that's a capital W for work, capital W for with, and a capital D for Dani, and a capital V for vitality. So schedule your appointment to have your breakthrough with Dani. And for those of you who prefer the energy of a group, you can also sign up for her 6 weeks, group session that starts on March 6th. Wow, I'm just like looking at my notes and I'm like, wow. So is there a reason why you did that? I like that, 6 weeks starting on March 6th.
I know. Well, I'm just finishing up a 5-day focus that has a little bit of what I'm going to be putting into my group program. And it really was just a tester to see how it worked. And it worked amazingly. So I wanted to have a few weeks to invite other women to come in to make sure that we've got the absolute right, beautiful group together to kick off on March 6th and 6 weeks. So there must be something about the number 6, which I need to look at, because I love the numbers connection with the angel guidance of what does it mean? Why do you keep seeing it or being drawn to these numbers? And as I'm sat here now, actually, my battery on my laptop is 88%. So I'm going to be looking up that too.
Nice. And, you know, March is the third month, right? So it's 3.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, we'll have to have a chat after and find out what's happening with that.
For sure.
I love that. So, okay, so let's just, do you have a little bit more time? I know we got started a little late, but do you have a couple of more minutes for me?
Yeah, absolutely. I'd love to.
Thank you. Thank you so much. So it looks like when you work with people, you can even work with them virtually. So where are most of your clients? Are they there with you in Australia, on different parts of the country, or just where are they?
Absolutely. Yeah, really good question. I actually work internationally and I love it, because variety in my values is something that lights me up. So I've got clients in Melbourne and across Australia. I work with a couple of women in the UK, because that's where I'm from, and I was there last year and connected with some gorgeous souls. And I've worked with a couple in the States too. So as long as the time zones work, I'm good for that. So I really enjoy working with people in different areas. And I'm a bit of a geek. I like looking at my website and seeing where my traffic comes from. And I have people clicking from all over the world, which is amazing. It's like, how did you find me? It must be the world of social media.
Yeah, you've an excellent following also, which isn't surprising, because you're so gorgeous inside and out.
Likewise, mirrors.
Thank you. This is so beautiful. So Let's see. Is there anything that we really didn't dive into? I want you to speak to a little bit about. Would you? What? Who is like your favorite person to work with?
I love this question. I have got an ideal client. I love, love, love. I love working with women that are not afraid to go deep and to do whatever it takes to get the results that they want. Because the deeper they're prepared to go, the more epic the results. I love women that don't take life too seriously. So they've got, you know, they've got that glint in their eye, that sense of humor. They can laugh at themselves because I lovingly call out a lot of bullshit. So you've got to be able to laugh at yourself because the thing is, if we stay stuck in our story, ain't no change going to happen there because we're just victims of life rather than taking responsibility for everything that I've unconsciously created. It's not a conscious thing, of course. It's an unconscious thing. And just show up 100%. So really be committed to absolutely having to change and we just get it done and we enjoy the process together.
That sounds so full.
Yeah.
You know, it just, yeah, it sounds very full. So that's perfect. So I just want to thank you for your time, for your patience. And I want to thank all of our listeners for tuning in tonight to the Life Coach Radio Network and the Replenish Me Show. If you heard yourself, if you heard your story in our conversation, I want to invite you to just open up your world and be open to creating your life with vitality. You hear what it sounds like. You hear how Dani works with you, and no matter where you are physically or emotionally, she's here to help you to have a breakthrough. And I just want to ask you, if you hear yourself in this and this conversation spoke to you, please go to DaniVitality.com and connect with her today. Don't keep yourself a victim or a prisoner in your life. I also would like to ask you to tune in next week to Undivided with Frank Maduri and listen in to his special edition of his 40th episode where he's going to have on all his past guests or most of his past guests' previous episodes. Also, as we do have other sponsors, but I want to invite you to give and give to the SalvationArmy.org and to CatholicCharities.org. These are two organizations that help people that may not be able to be helped with life coaches, and they may not have the resources to get the actual therapy that they need. But by going and donating to these two organizations, you can help to support a life and change someone else's story. Also, tune in Monday mornings at 11:30 a.m. Eastern Standard Time to listen to Erica Wheatlight, and she talks more about what delights you. And that's Erica Wheatlight, and that's Monday mornings at 11:30 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. And also we have Holy Shift, which is the first and third Wednesdays, 8 a.m., 9 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, 8 a.m. Central Standard Time. And that's all for tonight. This is the Life Coach Radio Network. I'm your hostess, Cordelia Gafar, of the Replenish Me Show, and I help women to have a body soul shift by using their emotions as a power source and not a weight. I do that by showing them how to drop into their bodies and their heart and examining how they move and recreate those stories instead of choosing to numb out in any number of harmful ways. Do you need a body soul shift? Go to www.bodysoulshift.com. Have an amazing and beautiful evening, and thank you for listening in tonight. Good night, Danny.
Good night, Cordelia. Thank you.
Bye-bye.